I think there are lots of things that I have to say about public art. I think that it allows us to look at a space differently. It allows us to actively participate. And even when I was a student on campus, I remember just running around and exploring campus and trying to find little things to actively entertain myself with. And, I don't know, opportunities to climb on things and, like, really play. And as adults and students, we begin to forget about the importance of play. So I would say creating pieces of public art that people can actively either participate and build together as a collaborative, or that you can enjoy and use in conjunction with other students. So I would say, as a former student who's now working in, like, the public realm, like, always try and be cognizant of the people that might use it or see it. And but just saying that, like, don't be afraid to also do it and to try and experience and explore, and that maybe something doesn't need to be necessarily permanent at first. Or if there are going to be permanent changes, like, base that off of small scale interventions first, and really understand what people want to see and have them actively participate in it, rather than having an artist from somewhere else just implement a design without coordinating with any students who are actually going to be using it and want to, I don't know, share that with the students that come through a space, because people are constantly moving and changing at UBC, and to see something that a prior student has actually built or done or, I don't know, transformed in the public realm, like, that's really special because it empowers them a little bit more. So I think public art can be really empowering, it can be really informative, and it can also make a place a little bit more exciting. So yeah.
Thank you so much. No, that was wonderful. So
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth. Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot. You have nothing to lose, as once again, it's a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
Stew Stews, the stew for you. Do you do the stew that Stew Stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced
vegan stew and baked goods. If the search has been long and futile
and brutal. Woo! Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CIT on CITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What
not?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
So you were just, before us was UBC Happy Hour.
That was them.
Just wanted to say that quickly. We are, of course,
Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah, we are.
Radio Pizza Party!
Okay, wait until...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we like to introduce ourselves first, and then the guest.
Yeah.
So chill.
Tristan, I can't hear you in my headphones. I'm just going to say it out loud. Natalie, can you hear Tristan?
I can, yes.
So that's on you, brother.
That's on me. Natalie, can you sit a bit closer to the mic? Because I can't hear you.
Absolutely.
Things right, now we should have figured out before. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM,
broadcasting live
from the University of British Columbia, CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from
unceded Musqueam territories. So what do you do on our show, Tristan?
Our show is we have talks, we have little segments, we have chats, we sometimes have a bit of a weirdos on
We have
here.
A couple of weirdos.
A couple of weirdos.
Good thing we don't have one of those on. A
couple of wackos.
That's up to us to decide, guest. Who's our guest, Tristan?
So, first of all, the hosts are me, Tristan.
Hey Tristan.
You.
Hey, I'm Jack. I'm Jack Lamming.
And our guest is, of course, you know her from... being previously on this show.
Yeah, you do. When Jack wasn't here.
Jack wasn't here, but it was Gaby and Natalie. And this is, of course,
Natalie Morris.
Natalie Pizza Party, all over here.
I would say our number one fan, question mark.
Yes, I've been waiting for that title forever. I can put it on my CV. I don't care anymore.
Do you have an RPPT?
I don't.
No, she didn't know us.
I was in the UK when you guys did the order last time.
And she didn't know us.
Yeah, you also...
I mean, secondary, but...
Yeah.
Know who we were. So, Natalie, how's been your day?
How's your
day? It's been really good. I got a haircut earlier today, so.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Looks great. How has your day been between the last time you were on the show and now? Like, how's your life?
How's all those
like,
moments?
Like, hella ups and hella downs.
Give us some ups.
Big ups.
Big ups. I passed all my classes.
Sick.
I'm on track to graduate.
Huge up.
Huge up. One.
Huge up.
Yeah.
Biggest up.
I went to Japan.
Nice.
Wow.
That's more of a, that's an up and then a down because of planes.
Because of plane, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Japan's the land down under, right?
No, that's a land down.
Yonder? Or what is
it's west if you go direct from here, but east if you go a long way the other way.
Yeah, which I did. I didn't want to cross over the date line because I'm afraid of really bad dates.
You think you'll... So. Right.
Bad Tinder dates.
Yeah.
That's not the topic.
No, it's not. That's
well,
not
we don't know that
we
yet.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah. So you flew all the way east. So where'd you fly?
Well, I flew YVR to Tokyo the long way.
Cool. The long way.
The long way. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. But.
You were like, hi, Russia. Putin.
Stop meddling in things, Russia.
More like the United States or Russia because they're controlling everything. Am I right?
Good one.
Oh, my goodness. Did this become a political Hot Topic show since the last time I came
on? It always has been.
We're like a version of Hot Topic that's very political.
Yeah.
Hot Topic is very political. If you have not shopped there before.
I've never been to a Hot Topic before.
Is that true?
Yeah, I go to Cold Discussions.
Natalie, you ever been to a Hot Topic?
I have.
What have you bought from a Hot Topic?
I've never actually bought anything from Hot
Topic.
I've
bought things from Hot Topic.
Yeah.
What did you get from Hot Topic? I had no idea. Was it a Joy Division shirt?
No, but it was some sort of band shirt. I think it was likely like an Iron Maiden shirt.
Nice.
Aww, were you like 13 and you're like, I'm just Iron really Maiden. Trying to impress someone?
Yeah, and then I got
Listen
a...
Listen to Iron Maiden.
Okay. I was a bit of a...
You were a teenage dirtbag?
Teenage dirtbag.
What's your favorite band?
My favorite band is...
Wheatus?
Wheatus the People. And then I got an Evil Dead t-shirt from Hot Topic.
Nice. I used to go to Zoomies. That was mine.
Which one's Zoomies?
It's like a skateboard store, but if you like picked one up, shook everything cool out of it, and then put 1,000 of them all over the world.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's really, really lame.
Is it like when you go in there, everyone's like, ah!
Yeah, because they're being shaken around.
Zoom me!
Wow, I was way behind you there. Behind the old eight ball, as they say.
Shake again. Is that all one right. of the things that are on this?
I think it's just try again. I don't think it's hey. Shake this again.
Shake me!
Shake this eight ball once more, my friend.
That's what we should do for a Topic One episode, is use an eight ball.
Oh, yeah, and actually have an eight ball here. Yeah.
Oh, you exactly. have an eight ball? Are you holding out on us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're holding, bro. You got an eight ball?
down in my pocket, like, woo.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
No, not that kind of eight ball.
Oh, huh.
Oh.
If you know what
going for
mean.
Some, what's the word? Blue humor? Yellow? Orange?
What do you mean, like, blue humor being is like dirty humor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs are dirty.
Is that really what the term is?
Yeah, if you're like, oh, it's going blue, it's like, it's yeah. a dirty kind of like, you know, like dirty show. Sort
okay.
of thing.
Oh. Yeah.
So dirty and flirty.
We are not. So, the listeners, we are not a blue show.
No.
We are.
We're green.
Green?
Because we're making so much money.
They're actually charging me to be here.
Yeah. We charge our guests. How much we charge them now?
Last I checked, it was $1,500.
Oh,
you're
I'd say.
You're charging me $1,400,000.
Ooh.
$1,400,000? That seems cheap for a dedicated fan like you. The more you like the show, the more you're paying to be on it.
That's exactly. I had to take
supply
out more student loans to be here, but it's yeah. worth it.
It's like a Kickstarter. Like, if you don't like the show, you can just audition and be on it. But if you paid it for, like, a Kickstarter, it's $5,000 to just walk through the back.
Yep.
Same deal here.
Hey, Kickstarter, we should start that and start kicking some starts.
Yeah, let's
is that
do
that.
That
means?
That's a good one. Yeah, you kick starts, like upstarts. You find people who are excelling in their field, and you just give them a little toot up the rump.
What about startups? What's your experiences with startups, Natalie?
I don't really know any offhand. Like, but I guess any company.
Would you invest in a startup? If
no,
knowing,
I have no money.
What
I
if
have
it was not okay?
Money.
It's 1998. You are a middle class. A suburban dentist. Jeff Bezos says, I got this company. You might, it's called Amazon. Could you please give me some money?
I will say, yes. If you stop calling it Amazon.
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 Hmm. He's like, well, my wife's name's Emma, so I want to call it Amazon.
And I'll go, fine. Then I'm going to buy Amazon and steal your idea.
Oh.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Is Facebook still a startup or have they started up?
Like, yeah, they're every just company
I think they're winding
was
down.
A startup at one point, so.
What about
God?
God, the Bible, that company. Am I right?
I mean, it started.
The Vatican.
With
am I
a
right?
man, so I'm pretty sure that is literally
Jesus
what a
wasn't a man.
Jesus was also not the first person, according to Christian dogma.
No, no. Who started Christianity?
Jesus.
He started it?
Yeah. Because
it was
like
Jesus.
Yeah, it was Judaism before that.
Oh
yeah.
Geez.
And there and after I get there it's a continuous line, but
yeah. Dude, time's a flat circle.
Hashtag theology. Oh man, this microphone is giving me issues.
Whose microphone?
It's my buddy off the back home. Shout out to Mike.
Hey Mikey.
Hey Mikey. Why don't we pick a topic?
Let's pick it. Let's pee a tea. It's almost been 10 minutes. Let's pick a topic.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get Natalie to pick a number between 1 and...
No intro this time, eh?
No, I'm wanting you to think about it. And then,
and then the intro is
going to
play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Natalie just knows the conventions of the show way too well. I like having on guests who have never listened before, because then like, whoa!
Between 1 and 9,
okay.
And then I'm going to give this... what the heck?
Dude, don't swear, please. I'd appreciate
I'm give
it if you
this
didn't.
Little ditty.
Watch your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
Watching a lot of my.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
Mustard at the end.
A little bit of mustard on that mustard.
So.
What the heck?
I've
this
done.
Is. She's pulling it. Natalie's pulling out a piece of paper. She's unfolding it. It's graph paper. I see writing
research.
And highlighting. What? What is?
What is
she
on
has
that
a chart. She has a chart of
every episode of Rito Pizza Party, and I mark down which number people have picked. If you had a topic,
I think. Are you an executive producer now?
So essentially,
Natalie
exactly.
has it charted out. What all?
Wait, what are the average
number has
so
been?
So the first 7 episodes, you guys actually picked from a hat, so I didn't assign numbers.
Yeah, and then we just kept forgetting the hat, and we started picking out of a toque, and that's just gross.
Yeah, and then after that, you moved to numbers, but over the course of that timeline, you've had 9 episodes that you've either had a theme picked out, so you didn't pull numbers, or
this
it's been a
game
themed
theory.
Episode. I'm here to game the system.
So wait, what's the average number that somebody picks?
7.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Seven has been picked five times, which is your most picked number.
Wow.
What's been picked least?
This is insane.
What's never been picked? Is it 150?
One, two, four, nine?
Can I see that chart?
Yeah. And no, that was 11, I think, or 10.
This is so wild.
I figure if I hit one or two, hypothetically, it could be one of the original RPP topics.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a good.
This is so cool.
I'm glad you guys are impressed because
that must have taken a while.
Wow,
it was a lot of episodes. That's why when we were talking about the show today, and you were like, "Oh yeah, it was like my friend on," and I was like, "Oh, that was the vegan episode." I just don't know those facts. I listen to every one of your episodes again.
Natalie, this is like what a psychopath does.
Yeah, she has two graves dug for us in her backyard. This is our last episode of Radio Pizza Party. All right.
Signing off next week.
So wait, what number did you choose?
So I'm picking one because it's never been picked. So hypothetically, if you move up the topics after you cross one off, it should be an original topic.
What is it?
The topic for today.
Unless.
Is probably one of the original topics.
I'll find out when you say it, but I think it probably is.
Fast food.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
It's almost a year old.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, that's good because I love fast food.
This is crazy. This is like RPP artifact. If you want this, call in and we'll sign it.
Yeah. Can we have this framed at some point and then continuously updated? Like you'll come over and take it out of the frame.
Yeah. And just
okay.
Show off.
So
it'll be a drinking game at some point.
Fast food.
Yeah.
What is the fastest food you've ever eaten?
I've eaten kangaroo. Mm. Or no, ostrich. It was quick.
I'm just taking.
Along that thread, I've had like emu before.
Yeah.
I think. Or like one of the deer families.
A springbok?
Sorry, you've had either emu or one of the deer families?
No, I don't know if it was emu. I don't know my animals very well. I'm not.
Emus and deers are very different.
Yes. One has feathers and one doesn't.
Emus are like birds, yeah.
I just forgot what emu
was. Are you thinking like moose?
No,
an antelope.
No.
Emus?
Antelope, I think, is what I was thinking.
Ah.
Gazelle.
Okay, so I grew up in rural Ontario.
Africa.
No, rural Ontario. And there was this thing, which apparently no one has ever experienced other than me. It's called a meet and eat.
A meet and eat?
It's part exotic meat restaurant, part petting zoo.
What? What?
What?
So you could go around and you could see like the deer, and then you could go into the restaurant and be like, oh yeah, I'd really like some venison. And there was like bison and like most of the deer family, I think.
Like game.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yes. But not wild.
No, like it was all domesticated.
So they'd be like, kid, come pet this little deer. And then you eat it?
To be honest, it was not an enjoyable experience, but it's like one of those experiences where you had when you were a kid. And then you're like, I'm going to tell this story forever now.
So how old were you when you went to the meet and eat? I don't even like the name now that I know the context.
I don't actually think that's the name of it. I think
that's like
someone just told me.
Oh.
They're like, oh, that's a meet and eat.
That's awful.
And not even awful like organ
no,
meat.
Not organs.
But thinking about it, isn't that what like Red Lobster is when you go in and you're like, yeah, I want to eat that lobster.
I'm not a fan of that either.
Yeah, well, me neither. Like, I've never.
I hate when you look at the lobster and it looks at you and then you see its darkness and its soul.
That's why I never. That's why I never name my lobsters Abyss anymore.
Yeah, the thing is that it almost is like it looks at you and it's like, maybe I don't feel bad eating this because I think its existence is kind of tortured.
Yeah.
Soup's funny. So
I was 11, so I wasn't really like
so the
picking
this fastest out. Food was probably like a deer.
Yeah, probably.
Tristan,
Fastest food I ate. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him, but his name is Usain Bolt.
You ate Usain Bolt? What part of him?
Better be the leg. Like,
I'll tell you right now, it was not the legs.
Well, all right, can we narrow it down from there? Arms,
torso.
Armpit.
You ate his armpit.
Yeah, that's why he can run so fast.
Oh, because he's like,
oh, he dropped some weight.
There's so much weight in the armpit that you don't
all
expect.
The air just goes straight through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good one.
Thanks.
I ate grouse once. It was in London.
Gross. That's gross.
Grouse Mountain.
Oh, that's so gross.
Two different puns, and we're just talking over each other now.
What makes better radio than people talking over each other? We don't know because we do it all the time.
We are a talk show. I say we.
Yeah, you're now, basically a part of this now. Just
you put more effort into this show than probably we have ever have with this.
How's the chart looking, Tristan? Chart. So what kinds of fast food do you like? What's your favorite fast food restaurant? Shout out to the Doughboys.
Who we've had
Yeah, I listened to their episode yesterday. Because it was one of my last ones that I had to finish. okay, we got to stop just talking about me listening about your show. I don't know. I don't actually eat fast food that much.
Hmm.
I don't really like McDonald's or like ground beef. I'm not a fan of it.
What
anymore.
About like chicken?
Yeah, well, I still eat chicken and chicken tenders I like. So if I'm in McDonald's, I'll order like a nug. A nug.
I would like a one piece, please, and one fry.
One giant nug.
Oh, yeah. It's called a McChicken. Damn. Without the bun or any condiments.
Yeah, just want the patty.
Yeah. Tristan, what's yours?
As we've... This is going to be about the show again, but A&W is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is Crystal Blue Persuasion.
This whole episode is just Radio Pizza Party in jokes.
It is, yeah. Because we all know all of them. And that is a nightmare.
I'm just a kid.
Life is just not fair.
I'm just a kid.
My kryptonite, since nobody's going to ask me, is...
Wait, before you say that.
But you still call me Superman.
Okay, continue.
I like McDonald's. It's my kryptonite. Like
the song?
Yeah, good one.
Wait, what's your go-to?
Junior chickens.
Junior chickens. Like you order multiple?
At least usually two. Because they're pretty small. And a McChicken is way more expensive. They're like $30. Because I get the whole thing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, bone in.
Of course.
You want the flavor, you got to have a bone in chick.
Exactly.
Superman, if
you were laughing, well. Okay.
All right, should we just do like bad... Like
mad
90s contemporary stuff. Like
all right, that was 2001.
I'll do Crash Into Me. Can you do With Arms Wide Open? Just say
with arms wide open. Yeah. Welcome to this place with arms wide open. Home now.
All right. What else can we talk about fast food? Do you like fast food?
I think we're in a band, you guys.
I think we are. I'll play the hammer.
Use the phone.
Do you want to play the theremin, Natalie?
Natalie. I will be your sound tech.
Not going to fly.
Dang it.
Because we don't have a plane, we're not going to fly.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not true.
But in the van, you're going to be great.
Sure, I'll be your driver.
Yeah. It's going to be named Van Morrison.
Yeah.
And you know what we're going to listen to? Yeah.
Brown Eyed Girl. La, because that's what Natalie is.
Hey.
Right?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
You're the only one in here with brown eyes.
Wow.
Okay, why don't we go to a break?
What's G would be?
This is just have you guys know, it's a fan appreciation day today. We have our number one fan, and then next up, we're going to be listening to...
A song,
but no, next up we're going to be listening to...
By Nick Morgan.
A song. After the break, we're going to be listening to... we're going to read some fan mail.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So this next song is called The Simpsons Are Feral Children.
Oh.
It is by me.
Have I heard that one before?
I don't think you've shown me that one.
It is by me and my friend Nicholas.
Weird.
Who's that? I don't know.
You know, start my chainsaw. And
open up on Springfield Town. Something very strange is going down. That yellow family that you once adored are now the members of a young child horde. They don't act right, they don't behave. Homer Scruff doesn't get a shave. Marge crawls around and tries to eat cans. Lisa can only walk on her hands.
The citizens are feral children! Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh God! Please help!
Bart scares Principal Skinner now. He can't say, man, don't have a cow. Milhouse screams at the horrible sin. Looks like nothing will be coming up him. Someone call Groaning or Conan O'Brien, because this feral family has people dying. There's no opening couch gag no more. Maggie just ripped off the front door.
The citizens are feral children. Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh God! Please help!
Comic book guy is gonna comic book die. The comic book guy is gonna comic book die. Comic book guy is gonna comic book die. The comic book guy is gonna comic book die.
The citizens are feral children. Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh God, please help.
But no, it's Simpsons, but they all look like Will Ferrell. I wouldn't like that version of the Simpsons as much. I know, it's got a lot of nuance.
I don't know, it'd be too weird.
It'd just be some weird jokes.
I don't want these, I picked them up and I'm like, I don't
those
want
those. Maddie doesn't want to eat the Skittles.
Alright.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Thanks, my co-host. We are here.
Wait a second.
Me and Natalie are here with our guest this week, Tristan Wheeler.
What is happening?
We're just hanging out. What are we doing? Natalie, tell me about the what our show is.
Well, every week we just get together and we pick a topic at random and we just chat for an hour and... usually that leads to some fun conversations.
Some fun conversations. See, I don't recall ever having a fun conversation here, but that's up to us to figure out.
Yeah.
Tristan, have you had a fun conversation? Don't you touch that. That's mine.
What?
Don't touch that.
I need it.
For what?
You'll see. I've had several fun conversations in my days.
I don't prefer to think of those. What are you doing? Oh, God. So this week, we're talking about fast food, and it's also, speaking of Fs, it's a F as in Fan Appreciation Day.
Hooray!
We have our number one fan, Natalie. on Natalia.
Natalia is our
Natalia Bravinskinsky,
the Russian president. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? So we've been talking about fast food.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Do you consider Denny's fast food?
Yep.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. Tristan?
Do I... Denny's?
Yeah.
No, because he's... well, it's fast casual. Isn't that what that's technically called? Like, you sit down and...
That's a fair point.
That's true.
And you, like... But it's still pretty quick. But, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say... When I think fast food, I think of, like, within 15 minutes, in and out, with your food.
If you go at the right time, you can get your meal within 15 minutes at Denny's.
Yeah. A&W... Have you ever been and they have your food in about 10 seconds?
And like you're like, that's not fresh.
Yeah. Like you ordered A&W. It's like, oh, there you go.
And you're like, wait.
It's still good, though. It's weird.
I wanted the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Not the French Prince of A&W Air. Tristan, I understand we have some fan letters that we're going to
read. Yes, we do. So why don't you turn the boards on? Because I got a little.
We have a little bit of a.
We have a little bit of a song here.
Let's hear it.
Wait, one
second. Oh. Just gotta get the instrumentals in here. Drummer, are you ready to go? Guitars?
Turn it on. Come mail away. Come mail away. Come mail away with me, lad. Fan mail away. Fan mail away. Fan mail away with me.
Wow, that's, I think, our best song we've ever had. Thanks, guys. All right, Sticks and get out of here. Yeah, they're done.
We're just doing a fan mail little thing here. So shall I read the first?
Wait, what does fan mail stand for again?
Fan mail stands for fanatical mail.
Perfect. And where should people send that to you?
At radiopizzaparty@gmail.com.
Yeah, we do not take letters. We don't take postcards. Mm-mm. We don't take parcels. I'll take an Amazon Prime order. Yeah, we don't take any letters.
Yes,
yeah,
we do
take
phone
calls. If you want to call us at 604-822-2487.
It's an all fan show today. We are talking fans.
If we got some fans, we'd love to hear from you. 604-822-2487 or 604-UBCCITR.
Fans of anything.
And if you ask me to say that slower, I'm not gunsta.
Or if you have a fan, it's pretty hot in here. We could use
Hey.
All right, let's read some fan
mail.
Who's
the first one from, Tristan?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to read it.
All right, give it a shot.
Hey, TNJ.
Ooh.
My name is Ray McScriff, and I want you to know that it is B freaking S that you guys don't press your show onto vinyl records. My son and I only bond over one thing, and that thing is vinyl records. Not so much the listening to them, but shining them right up. We listen to your show on iTunes and Stitcher Premium, and we think you'd be great on some of that sweet, sweet wax. Thanks, your old boy McScriff.
Is vinyl made of wax? I don't think so.
I think the molds
are made out of vinyl.
So that's an interesting discussion, Jack and Natalie, is the idea of our show on vinyl.
Like putting them out every week, doing a full-on pressing of our show every week. Honestly, I've got the money.
Yeah, Jack's very
I'll do it.
Rich.
I sold at least one of my kidneys. I am
at least,
I am like $200 flush.
Ooh.
What did you do with all the other, like there's like $35,000 when you get a kidney, I think.
What?
Something insane. For a kidney, it's expensive. Like you get a lot of money. So
I was told it was like $200.
Mm-hmm. Depends which black market you're on.
I'm going on Alibaba.
Okay.
Alibaba?
Yeah.
Prince
I hardly know.
All I can see, Alibaba?
No. But yeah, I got like $200. I could probably do like at least one record each time we do it.
And then we put those exclusively on the Silk Road.
Yeah. TSR. We bring it back from the dead. I know it's been shut down for like 5 years now, but I don't really care.
Get a tour.
A tour of where?
A tour. Like a tour.
A tour of where?
Like a tour. Like a tour browser.
What are we browsing in this tour?
So the...
Are you talking?
So you have
say,
a tour.
You're trying to think of torrents?
You have a tour.
Like, the Tour de France?
No, Jack, listen to me.
Is it an acronym?
Tour. the thing to go on the internet, a tour.
I don't need a tour of the internet. I've been on the internet so many times.
I said a tour subscription, however it works. You subscribe to that?
I am subscribed to Tor. Do you know what the Tor stands for in the world?
Does it stand for something?
Yes, it does, and it always has.
I thought it was just a
it's
fun
little
thing.
The Onion router is what it means.
Oh, I knew what the Onion...
No, not the website.
No, oh, okay. Yeah. Then I don't know the Onion.
I mean, sometimes I look at the news, I look at the New York Times, I look at the Globe and Mail, I look at the Washington Post, I look at the Denver Post, I look at a Denver omelet. I'm thinking, is this real or is this the Onion out here?
You know, has someone replaced all those politicians in the White House with a bunch of clowns? Because I can't tell the difference.
Me neither. It's a little bit
wacky.
Ridiculous.
All there is a little boom, doom, doom, doom. Crazy up in the
Wild. Wacky stuff. So what should we say to Mr. McScriff?
Mr. McScriff, so you have bring up a very valid point. Hey, Jack, he does.
Yeah, that we need to do a vinyl pressing of the show every week.
Yeah, so
oh, absolutely.
I'm thinking maybe one vinyl pressing a week.
And, and then sell it
yeah.
very high.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we upsell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the store won't know they're selling it.
Oh, ooh. So we go in, we take like maybe an Arcade Fire vinyl or an ABBA vinyl, yeah. and we just sort of slide it out and slide in the new one.
Yeah.
And then like frisbee the other one across the store at the cashier.
And he's like, whoa, hey, this is my store and you're throwing my things I am selling? This is awesome. And he just lets us
do. And then we play frisbee with vinyls for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And then if he goes towards that ABBA vinyl, we're like, no, 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 no. Uh-huh. Use a different one, sir. Sir, yeah.
please grab yourself a...
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. And he laughs, and we laugh, and we laugh.
And then we leave. I get his number.
Oh, yeah.
And then we
Jack
leave.
Always gets their number.
Always get them digits.
Always get. Even when you don't ask.
Yeah.
They'll give you the digits.
They just slide them in my back pocket. It's weird. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's
only
it's
ever.
It's aggressive.
It's only ever 9, though, which I don't get, and not in any kind of order.
Oh, it's just 9 numbers?
Just 9 numbers, like just scattered on a piece of paper.
It's a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
are they maybe like scared when they give this to you?
They always say, I can't tell you why, but you need this, which I figure is just like a spy thing.
That's
maybe?
Like a
or like they're flirting.
That's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Euphemism. I think that's a Tinder thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a Tinder thing.
Yeah, I think that's a Tinder.
You guys ever got fast food with your Tinder dates?
No, I don't. I've never used Tinder. We've talked about.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I tend to just get like coffee if for a first date. Like,
are we talking a cappuccino? One of them $8 friggin' coffees?
$8 these days. It's more like $65.
Yeah.
For
have
just
you not
some
been to
milk?
A coffee house.
I would like one caramel macchiato with a bit of a shrimp on the side on the Barbie. Okay, that'll be $40. Okay, what?
Whoa, crazy. Is it on sale today?
Yeah.
Oh. Will you grab coffee with your Tinder dates?
Well, like any dates, I don't know. Like first dates, you always want to
any date.
Neutral. Any like
every
any
day of the
day
week,
we go get coffee.
I mean, basically, do you see the UBC? We're pretty much living in coffee.
That's true.
By the
way,
I
go home,
my
shower's spurting out lattes. Oh, yeah. I'm like, how much is my water bill gonna be?
Last I checked, that would be one gold bar for my water bill.
Good one, buddy. High five me. Nice.
Jeez, Louise.
That was rad. You're getting an inside peek.
You both did not need to do that sound effect. It just sounded like you clapped twice.
A new one, buddy. See, the thing is,
Natalie just slapped me.
Oh.
And Jack was in pain. He's such an empath.
I am.
So pathetic.
I'm not a psychopath anymore, Dad. I'm an empath.
Take
swung
that.
The other way.
Yeah. So should we read another letter?
Yeah, Jack, do you want to do the next one?
I'll read a new one.
Yeah, here.
An N.O., as they like to call him. Hi. Hey, RPP. Love your show. What I like best is how you guys talk over each other and talk about stuff everybody cares about. Have you guys ever seen the Terminator films? They're super fun. My favorite one is where the guy creeps screaming about his son in milkshakes. I couldn't stop laughing when that Kiwi guy fell in a ravine. Just want to get your opinions on the Terminator films. Also, do you think it's funny when guys fall down into ravine? Do ravine be funny? Am Kiwi guys and Terminator both the same? Please be me a question answer. Master Blaster Attack. Radio Pizza Party. Todd Gonzalez. There's a lot to unpack there.
Okay, so Natalie, what's your opinion on Terminator?
I've never seen any of these films.
Really?
Yeah.
Personal choice, coincidence.
Do you hate large Austrian men?
That last one.
Do you hate large Australian women? I think there's probably one in there. Hmm.
I don't know. I've never came up in my household. And then I was
No one was like, Natalie, you're 14 years old. It's time for some termination.
No. Unfortunately,
that's really sad.
Time for some termination.
I don't know. I've never seen any Transformer films either.
That's fair.
I've seen the first one.
I've seen all 18, if you count the animated ones, which I always do.
Always, but, of course.
Yeah.
Every episode of
every
TV
episode.
Show.
Yeah, I count that as a movie because I slow them down a lot.
Oh,
I count a Transformer movie as any movie where something transforms into another thing. So like if ice freezes or something catches fire.
Have you ever seen that Sandra Bullock movie, 28 Days, how she transforms from a drug addict into like a drug addict into like a functioning member of society? That's a Transformers movie to me.
Mm, of course.
Black Swan. Deep.
Yeah, romantic comedies because two people transform from single people into a couple. Mm-hmm. That's always really fun for me.
Sometimes they have to transition from a couple to signal to another couple.
What are they
couple.
Signaling?
Hostile. They transfer from not tortured people to tortured people.
That one's really good. Rosemary's Baby, she transforms from somebody who doesn't have a demon in her to somebody who does. That one's really good.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Transfers into somebody hasn't been to a chocolate factory.
Into someone who has.
Grandpa Joe magically transforms.
Oh, it's like it started with Grandpa Joe.
This isn't an episode of Let's Ate Grandpa Joe here. That's on at 4.
Or like Finding Nemo when he transforms from a fish who hasn't found Nemo to someone who's found Nemo. These are all Transformers movies.
I think we
Boyhood, the kid who transforms from a boy
to a hood.
Oh, this is good radio
oh
here.
My God.
Okay, so
or Batman, we transfer to a rich guy who doesn't punch people to a rich guy who punches people.
Or Superman, where he transforms from somebody who has a really happy family into an orphan.
Oh my!
Or E.T. when he transforms from an alien into an alien on Earth,
and then into an alien on a bike basket.
And then all Transformers
and then just an alien
all
again.
All these are all 18 of the Transformers movies.
Speaking of the 18, they transform from a group of guys. To a group of guys in a van. Speaking of which, that's my favorite A-Team character. All right, moving on.
My favorite line from the A-Team is when they get into the van and like, whoa, did you feel that? We just transformed into a bunch of guys in a van.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from so we've thoroughly covered whether or not we've all seen Terminator.
Wait, I don't know. Have you... Oh, yeah,
I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen
them. Yeah, I've seen all 18 of the Transformer movies. Yeah. I've also seen all the Terminators. Okay. Do you think it's funny when guys fall down into ravine?
I would say yeah.
I'd say no.
Ooh.
How deep's the ravine? Okay, when you're thinking ravine, what are we talking about
I'm
here?
Thinking basically like a ditch, like it's made by humans.
Oh, I'm thinking like at least 3 stories natural.
What?
Stories about what?
Just like... Transformer stories.
Okay, because he transforms from a guy who's never fallen into a ravine.
To a guy in a ravine who's fallen into a ravine.
Yeah, so
we're having so much fun with this.
Just want to play in this space.
We can do this for hours.
I know, so this thing's just so
Let's just lock the door.
You're not getting in. We're transforming from a regular radio show into a barricade. Oh, man.
This is great radio.
This is so good. All right, another question. Do Ravine be funny?
Ravines in general, I think, is a great, funny thing.
I do think so.
I think the word ravine's funny. I think the magician Ravine is funny.
Who's that?
He's a magician.
Named Ravine.
Who has passed away.
Is that well known? Do you know who that is, Natalie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You looked away when you said that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know who he is. Am Kiwi guys and Terminator both the same?
Is there any Kiwi guys in the Terminator films, Jack? I know you haven't seen them, but would you expect, I'm pointing at Natalie. Natalie, would you expect any Kiwi guys?
I would assume it's a recurring character, kind of like in, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, now you know what I was doing when I was 14.
You didn't need to tell me he was the last airbender. I didn't know that.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I was hoping that there was going to be at least one guy who's like, just bent some air. Frickin' heck.
Get out.
You transformed from a funny man into the worst guy I know just now.
All right, let's stop with those.
I'd rather
it's
not.
It's done.
That transformed from a funny joke into one that's done.
Yes, finally, yes. And then we close the book.
let's
and then
shut
bury it.
And bury the book, burn it, Jumanji style.
All right, I think we've answered all the questions about that one. Mm-hmm. Kiwi guys are Terminators. Mm-hmm. All right, Natalie.
Yep.
You're going to read this one here.
And Natalie, we know sometimes you struggle with reading aloud, so don't feel pressured.
Okay.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
Take your time. Let's not rip that
up. Jack, that's my computer. Please don't ruin it.
Please.
Hey, Jack and Tristan. I love you. Both of you.
Ah.
My name is Carl Dandleton. Living, writing in from Port Coquitlam.
Oh. Hey. Hey, Carl.
Hey,
shout
Carl.
Out to locals.
Yeah.
Or some lokes, as I like to say.
Tone
but he does
loke.
Spell, it's Carl with a K. So.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And he doesn't mean he can't be in Port Coquitlam.
I'm a first time, long time, and have loved Radio Pizza Party since the first time I, lowercase I, heard, capital H, heard about it, exclamation point. I'm not good with computers. Oh, now I feel bad. So I hope
making
this Google Doc
Dandleton
works for you. Oh boy, I love you guys a lot. What moisturizer do you use? I use Nivina. I sent you a tin. I only used half, but I thought you'd like to have it. You guys really need to post some photos of yourselves online. I tried to draw you based on what I thought you'd look like, but it just turned out like Dave Foley. It's pretty accurate, I'd say.
Hey.
Yeah, and I think that is the...
So, Tristan, would you say you look like Dave Foley?
I think I look like Dave Thompson from the Wendy's.
The Wendy's?
Commercials.
Oh, that guy.
Ooh. If you've never seen me, I look like a combination between...
Oh, I'm thinking the A&W commercials.
just replaying on repeat in your head now forever?
Yeah. Oh, man. Grandpa Burger.
Where am I on your
Benny, get ready. Okay. You've subjected people to that full
60
hour.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not my favorite episode to listen to.
Oh, that's one of my favorite episodes to make.
That was a blast. And then we went and ate Grandpa Burgers. Do you know how much meat is in a Grandpa Burger?
It's like three patties.
Three patties.
Ew.
It was heinous. Tristan started like chatting up the guy. Not chatting up. But he started.
Don't make me sound so promiscuous.
You were talking to the guy who was like behind the counter, like, we just.
How did you explain that?
We had a radio show. We watched an ad with this, and it's 60 times. It's like, Tristan, come on.
I try to talk to people. I try to let people.
Yeah, but explain that we were on the radio. We watched an A&W ad 60 times.
On the radio.
I think if someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh, what? That's
sorry.
Wild. Can we post some pictures of ourselves online, Jack?
I'd rather not. Just I don't know if I want Carl Dandleton to know.
Carl Dandleton, he did send. Did you get? I got that moisturizer.
I didn't.
Oh, I guess because there's
it,
only one.
Is it still good? Like, does it
so
still
I,
work?
It's Nivina. I don't think
I put
goes
I put
bad.
Some on my skin and it started to burn.
That's odd. I don't.
It
like
It felt
that.
Like acid.
Acid, like the fun kind of acid.
No, like sulfuric, like.
Oh, that's the good kind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then, it did feel like the fun type of acid.
Yeah. Tristan, move in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you can get more intimate here.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, it's good to cuddle. I always love cuddling with you.
Acid.
Acid.
So I figured I should not...
You threw it out?
I shouldn't keep this because I don't want to, you know, die. And then
it was an exfoliator, I'm sure.
That's true. I did get a whole new layer of skin on my right buttock.
On your...
Do you know what an exfoliator does?
Yeah, it gets rid of skin.
And then adds
it
a new one?
It doesn't move it. Like...
No, I put some on my cheek, on my face, and it went down to my cheek, like on my butt.
Oh. You're saying your skin fell off and you sat on it.
Yeah.
You sat on it.
I was like, hey, if the shoe fits, sit. I sit. This is what I...
Cool.
Do. This is
Tristan, do you
want
to
cool.
read our last ad or do you want me to?
Yeah, here. Let me just do this.
Not ad, fan mail. I know what we're doing. I know where I am. I'm lucid.
Evidently.
How many fingers?
Stop moving it.
Oh, I'm not moving it at all, Jack. Are you
Three,
okay?
3, 4, 80, 70, 6.
Whoa.
The numbers from Lost.
Oh, he just got shot.
Bang, bang.
Whoa.
Okay. Dear Tristan and Jack.
Hey, buddy.
I've always been a big fan of your show. Matter of fact, it's the main thing I listen to when I'm in the mood for shaking my little rump, a.k.a.
Whoa.
My tail feathers, in the privacy of my own home. Most people think that sort of behavior is unsavory to the highest degree. That is something I despise. I should be able to shake what I want when I want, but I digress. The reason I'm reaching out to you is simple. I want to ask you a question. And wouldn't you know it, that question is similarly simple. Why haven't you guys had someone interesting on?
Wow.
When I listen to other radio shows, it's usually people who can suck on their own toes, juggle swords, or get into fights at dive bars. But nothing of the sort can be found on RPP. What gives? I just think the show would be much better if you had one of those guys who can pull their foreskin like a foot, or someone who knows a lot about D&D. Just a listener opinion.
D&D?
Love the show. Sincerely, Glenn Allen Mixon.
Wait. Let's see.
D&D like a dandy?
Like a dandy, but I think he might have met D&D as in Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, I can do that one. And
nerd alert! Wah!
Nerd
yeah,
alert!
Yeah,
wah,
I already referenced Avatar the Last Generation, so.
Oh, sorry, a nerd alert alarm started coughing there. That happens all the time.
Someone get me my asthma inhaler because I'm a nerd.
All right, do you want me to just mute him for a little bit, Natalie?
Yeah, I do.
All right, that's done. Okay, so it's just you and me. You can play D&D?
I am in two groups currently.
You're in two groups?
Yeah. And
how often?
One of them is weekly. One of them is a bit more whenever we can get together.
When during the week
do you
play?
Want to be on
the...
Okay.
It's normally Wednesdays, but tonight, actually, right after this, I'm going to it.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Why are we? I honestly want to play D&D.
I want to give it a shot.
Right, if you guys want to, I can probably get my group to let you in.
Who does anyone we know?
Yeah, Jack Howland's my DM.
What? How come
what?
We haven't gotten?
How have we
an invite
never heard
from
about
How Dog?
All right, we can talk about this after.
We've had How Dog on the show, and he hasn't. Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
honestly though, that when he was on the show. Longest I've ever spoken to him.
Yeah,
probably.
We have
a lot of. I'm personal friends with him outside of work.
Oh,
Well, his roommate is, or my roommate is his girl.
Oh, TMI.
Whoa, he has a girlfriend. You have a roommate.
Whoa, learning so much about.
Keep us out of the boudoir.
or let us in if you know what I mean.
No.
To my roommate's
boudoir.
Anyway, so
if you want to call in and chip into this conversation, 604-822-2487, everybody.
Hey, Jack, I know you're not listening to us, but call in anyway.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
So we had a games night with a couple people from the office, and they're like, wow, I've never seen Jack's like so alive. So I'm like, that's a good sign of you enjoying your job, that people who work with you on a daily basis are just like, is he okay? Like, what?
He's just very reserved, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's very reserved. Can never get a reservation with that guy.
No, but he is in the reserves. Like, as soon as there's a war, he's on it.
Oh, and it'll be unfortunate if that happens.
If there's a war?
Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of wars.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like
What's
one of those.
What's your favorite war?
Which one?
Golf, just because it's my favorite sport.
Yeah.
Crimean, just because it's my favorite type of spread. And
sorry, I thought you said golf. like the sport golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The golf war in Scotland?
Of course.
When they invented golf?
Yeah, it's 1300s. Come
on. Yeah. You know and then my other one, my other favorite one is the future war when we have lasers.
I'd say my favorite war.
I like that.
Jack, favorite war?
Star War. Episode one, bro.
Prequels, really?
Somebody call Phantom Menace because, hey, somebody call that Phantom. Ring, ring. This guy's kind of a menace.
Why does high five sound like that in here? I don't get it.
It's the air.
Okay, to be fair, right. That was a legitimate high five that I tried to do.
Sure it was. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
My favorite war is the Cold War because it wasn't...
Not many people died?
Yeah.
Sweet. Actually, a lot of people did. But hey.
Actually, no. I changed my mind. It was the feminist sex wars of the 70s.
The sex wars?
Yeah.
What happened?
It divided the movement.
There were sex wars?
Well, okay, well, I need a lot more detail.
I haven't seen this movie.
Divided the movement.
I
know nothing about this.
Short, it's second wave feminism happened, 60s through 80s, and then there was kind of like two major factions, and like the movement was breaking because it wasn't very intersectional, and a whole bunch of people were underrepresented in the mainstream movement. But then two major parties kind of came out of it, the sex positive feminists and the anti-porn feminists, and it was like so intense that it completely divided the movement, and that's why the 90s was not a great time for feminism.
Interesting. You know who my favorite sex positive feminist is?
Oh my god, are you gonna say me?
No. Ronald Reagan.
Get out.
Why Ronald Reagan?
I just think he made a lot of great decisions.
Okay.
On the record.
On the record, you're a big fan of Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
He's your favorite.
Was it the Contra thing that really liked him?
Oh, yeah.
Really like him?
I thought that was so cool. I love that video game.
Yeah, Contra?
Contra. Wait, did that happen? Did something happen? Or?
Yeah, he developed that video game.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool. Did he base it on his buddy Oliver North's kind of life story?
Yeah. Who now contributes?
Why did they call it Contra? Is it because of that whole, that's kind of messed up.
I don't know what you're talking about. all right, moving on.
You guys know
wars.
About the Contras and the video game. If there's a link, please call in.
Anybody call in. We need proof that there's somebody listening to this.
Is anybody out there?
Who could it be now? We gotta have a saxophone in here sometime.
Yeah.
Oh!
Whoa! Hey! George Michael, where'd you come from?
Yeah, he plays the saxophone on that song.
Yeah. Of course he does. I was going to say we should play some, but we can't play because it's a hit.
Of course.
Dang.
Of course.
You're going to talk like that for
We're just
session?
Playing in this space. This episode is going to be like the worst to listen to, but it's going to be so fun.
This is so much fun to make.
Hey, someone's on the phone.
Let me just let me open that phone on up. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it's George Michael.
Hey, George. Is this what ghosts sound like?
Yeah, we only can talk like that.
Over the radio?
How have you been, man?
It's good. But, you know, being a ghost is hard. You gotta have a lot of faith.
Would you say that three times, maybe?
Faith, the faith, the faith.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, what have you...
Guys,
later,
you didn't
George.
Let me... I kept butting in. It was...
Yeah, sorry, I had to cut
I wanted
your
to
mic.
Butt in there. That
we can only
cool.
have three channels, but I'm sorry that we didn't
Somebody
want
to Somebody tell that
to
the friggin' satellite company. There's like 1,000 channels on there.
And no
I can't even,
play.
Like, what, there's 1,000 things to watch, but there's nothing too good, you know? I just sit there all day flicking through.
I didn't realize you were at 47.
Something else.
Holy crick.
Holy crick?
Crackers.
Ravine.
Whoa.
Do you say crick or creek?
Creek.
Creek. Like, do you say crick?
Yeah, when something, like, when you're walking and there's, like a noise. Oh, I heard a crick.
Oh, no, I still say creek.
Yeah, I heard a creek. Like, are you talking like a door, like an old, like old wooden flooring, and do you say it cricks?
No.
Yeah, like
an old ungreased door, it's a creaky door.
Yeah.
Creak. It creaks.
I also say rough, and I also say...
Rough.
I also say Tamara, and I also say...
What, that last one?
I also say gabagool, and I also say Forget about it.
There's a food truck in Portland called Gabagool.
What do they serve?
Gabagool.
What the freaking heck?
Yeah. It's Gabagool. What do you think it is?
Gabagool.
Gabagool beans, my man. So Natalie, what would you review your trip down memory lane here?
Well, first of all, shout out to the fans.
Yeah. Shout out to the fans.
Why don't we?
I know I can't be the only one out there.
Why don't we play that
I'm
little
kidding.
Section?
I know
out.
You're out there, Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne-y boy. Mom and Dad, maybe you'll listen one day, but it's not today.
So Jack, why don't you just put the sound on, and then we'll end the mail time.
Wait, this was
segment.
All the mail section?
That was the mail section.
Yeah. Now we're moving to the female
section.
Wait,
one sec. Jack.
Okay, I'll let me just, be the music.
Audio's ready when you are.
There was just a bit of a... Okay, just fill the air.
Tell me when, buddy. Hey.
Turn it on. Is it on?
It's
yeah,
on.
Turn it on. Like
I wanted to fade it up.
Fan mail away. Fan mail away. Fan mail away with me. Okay. Worth it.
That was definitely worth it. All right, that was an episode of Fan Mail Away.
That was pretty. That was a long episode.
That was. That was among our longer episodes. Claim close to half an hour.
Claim close to clap an hour.
Claim close to clap an hour.
I'm Glenn gonna... Close came in for a half an hour.
Yeah.
You guys, can I have a Radio Pizza Party shirt?
We don't have any others.
Yeah, we're
stocking.
We are fresh out.
When are you going to put a new order in? Because I'm speaking on behalf of all fans. I want to know.
You're speaking for yourself.
I'm going to say probably April.
That's all fans.
Yeah, I'd say April's a good time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A GT, as I like to say.
GTA.
GTA 5, favorite video game.
Oh, man, I love
GTA 5, my favorite political thing that happened. Am I right? Rob Ford? I don't know.
You know he's running for
Rob
something.
Ford.
Rob Ford's
Rob
dead.
Ford definitely isn't running for anything.
Oh, not Rob Ford.
Doug
I'm
Ford
thinking,
is.
Yeah.
Who says folks like 80 what? Times a sentence. He's like, okay, folks, here's the thing, folks.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto.
Tristan, how do you say Toronto?
I say Toronto.
Toronto.
Toronto?
I say Toronto.
Ah, yes, I'm going to the city of Toronto.
Toronto.
I'm not an Ontarian, and I never want to be one.
Oh, good. Zing.
I hate Ontario. Torontario, as
you know,
I call it.
Ontarible is an actual nickname. That
yeah, I say it all the time. Sometimes I'm trying to fall asleep, I just say, Ontarible.
That's actually my ringtone.
Ontarible.
Ontarible. When my mom's calling.
Ooh, shout out to
Is she
going
to listen
Morris.
To this app?
Sorry?
Is she going to listen to this app?
No.
No,
no, no, no.
No, 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 no.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Radio Pizza Party. Why don't we close off the old
Let's
show?
Let's close off the show. So what we do, Natalie, as I'm sure you are intimately aware, we'll go around, we'll each say a word, and that'll become the title of our show. Sorry about the yawn.
Natalie,
want to start us off?
Jet ski.
Fight.
Party.
Can't oh, my
nod.
God. All right. Also, I would like to bring this up. Publicly,
uh-oh.
You misnamed one of your episodes recently.
We've missed.
What
oh,
was
we
the,
did.
Which one?
Lemon Party
the
Tree.
The Lemon Party Tree.
I haven't gotten around to fixing it.
Yeah.
Lemon Party Tree?
It says Lemon Pizza Party.
It says lemon Pizza Party on the online. I know
it's
that.
It's messed up. It's,
but I don't remember it being Lemon Party Tree. Anyway, this is the least interesting thing we could talk about. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is fan input right here.
This has been Radio Pizza Party.
I don't want any fans on this show anymore.
Goodbye forever, friends.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Where's that?